Did you get your spirit checked? Did you get the spirit check? Okay, so hopefully right now you guys are on fire and you guys are ready for this course. Welcome to the course again, you all. My name is Gina. I am the Certified Master Herbalist and I am your lead instructor throughout the course. And you guys just finished your spirit check module. And so if you are, you know, catching on to what I'm throwing down, I need you to put your yeses down below because you found your tribe. You have found your space. And it is time to do this thing. You have been sensitive long enough to the outside world, to the distractions, to the things that try to deter you from what your purpose is in this life. And so it's time. And so I hope that you answer that question that I would often ask in my live classes when I would give the class live is, what brought you here? What brought you to herbalism? What is your story? What got you here? And for me, that story is I was tired. I was tired of seeing our people being treated as such in the medical system. If you guys are familiar with my story, then you guys also know that I am a nurse. I come from a nursing background and still licensed, just no longer practicing as a nurse. But, you know, I was tired of seeing the dependability on the medical system. I was tired of people knowing or not knowing themselves. You know, you left your whole life in a physician's hands and someone else. And not saying that we don't need doctors and we don't need medical staff. We do when intervention is necessary, right? But leading a life where you have no knowledge of how your body works, of how to feed yourself properly, of how to have, you know, take care of your basic needs. And then when something goes wrong, then you're looking at the doctors. And then, you know, when they tell you, hey, we've done all we can do, right? Because it, trust me, it does get that way at times. Then people want to seek holistic health and they want to seek other alternatives. But how about we do it before it gets to that point? Right? So we're mindful about what we put in our body. We're mindful about how we expose ourselves to certain things. We're mindful about the side effects of certain medications. And so we on the woke side, you know, that's what, I'm a millennial. So that's what the young kids would call it or whatever you want to call it. But, that's what side we're on. We're not in a space where we're just, very undisciplined with how we live our life, where we're unconscious about the way that things are in society. And so what I mean by that in how we live our life, our lifestyle, are we drinking enough water? Do we get a lot of plant-based meals in there where we're having lots of fruit and vegetables and things like that? Are we having, we've cut out the junk. We don't have a lot of the processed foods. Are we aware of these things? So I think those are the things that we have to ask ourselves. So that's what I was tired of. I could no longer see it. People coming in as diabetics and in our clinic and, in the hospital when I worked hospital and even bedside, people coming in and being a diabetic or someone with heart issues, and but yet they're still eating unhealthy, and yet they can't even really pronounce their medication. They've took all measures to put all their health, their life in the hands of someone who does not know them. And let's be honest, for us Black and Brown people, we have not always been treated fairly in the medical system. So what are you leaving your hands in? You know, sometimes it can be done that way, unfortunately, in the medical system. And so I got tired of it. I got tired of it. And I was like, I can't see it anymore. I want to be able to help my people in another way. And so my heart was really aching when I got into this work and decided to seek steps on becoming a herbalist and taking it serious and, you know, signing up for my master herbalist program and things like that, because I was like, my people need another way. They need an alternative. And so that's really where it led me. Like you guys have known and you guys have seen in my bio, I was raised by an herbalist. And even with all of that knowledge, right? Like my mom, she was real more so self-taught, but after gaining that necessary knowledge and going through, I went through 3 herbal courses, but when I did, and one of them, the longest one being almost 2 years long, with that, just shy of 2 years. But with that, it was like I knew nothing that I thought I knew, you know, from herbal medicine. And so I'm really happy that you guys have signed up and are here, because pouring into yourself so that you have the alignment and the necessary knowledge is so important, because you want to make sure that you know what you're doing. So I applaud each and every one of you for diving into this course, seeing the spirit check and checking your spirit. And I know for sure if you are here, if you are part of my tribe, it has aligned with you. And your spirit is ready. So congratulations and continue on to the course.